everybody. Welcome to Love God, Love His People. This is our 9th episode. Can you believe it? Number 9. Well, on this one, it's going to be a multi-directional, multi-thing that we're going to do for the next couple of weeks. We are doing a thing called relationships, and pretty much we're talking about how they were then and how they were now. The one going to be doing the podcast today is Trish, one of our encouragers. Welcome, Trish.
Hi, we're glad you're here today.
Okay, we also have a visitor with us that's going to be doing a podcast with us in the near future, within the month. Her name is Vienna Harrod. Say hi.
Hello.
We're glad to have everybody here today. Now, I want everybody to understand that Love God, Love His People now has a website. It's at lovegodlovehispeople.org. Now, this will take you to everything you need to listen to the podcasts, to be on the Facebook group, to be on the Facebook page, and to be on the blog. Just go to this one site and it leads to everywhere. I think you're going to like it, okay? We also have a donation button on this, or a donation page, whichever you want to call it, to where you can come in and donate to our ministry for equipment and for Bibles. You know, we got a Bible ministry that if, too, you need a Bible or know somebody that does, get a message to us. Let us know. Our website, not our website, but our email address is lovegodlovehispeople@aol.com. You can write us there. Also, too, the mailing address is 305 South Amy Lane, number 122, Harker Heights, Texas, 76548. Okay, I think that's about all I need to say, and I need to shut up for a minute. So I'm going to give it over to Trish and let her start with her podcast.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to start it out with a prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word that tells us how to have relationships with so many people in our lives. And Father God, I pray that this message, this really testimony of mine, will touch other people's hearts and give them something to think about and to seek your word and to seek what you have to say about relationships, not only with you, but with our husbands and our wives and our children and grandchildren and our family unit. And I thank you, Lord, and I give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to start a series of several podcasts on relationships with God, one another, and the family unit. Relationships are a connection to kinship. God created people to be in relationship with himself and one another in marriage, family, friendship, society, and the church. In past podcasts, we have talked about what and how our relationship with God has and can impact our lives. I feel that the relationship we have with God affects everything in our family units, especially between husbands and wives and raising children. The family unit, it has changed so much from when I was growing up, got married, and had children and raised those children. Fathers aren't present in the home anymore. They send a check and see their children every 2 weeks, or the children's mom and him fight over so many things and keep the children emotionally upset because they can't get along and show such disrespect for each other. I want to begin this series sharing about my own relationship with my own daddy. He was a godly man who loved Jesus more than he loved my mom and us kids. Jesus was number one in our home. We were raised with godly principles based on the Word of God. He trained us in the ways of the Lord. He did take us to church on Sunday, but he lived his love and belief in God before us every day of our lives. He showed his daughters how a man was supposed to love and treat her. By the way, he loved and treated our mom. He showed his son how to treat his future wife. Daddy was our protector and our provider, along with being the spiritual leader of our family. He spent a lot of time with us. He always had time to listen to us, no matter how big or small our problems seemed to be. I remember as a teenager going out in the field just wanting to spend time and talk to him. He always invited me into the combine or on the tractor to have a discussion, a visit, or just get a hug. Many times he listened as a friend, but was always willing to share wisdom on the situation in our lives as a daddy. As a small child, I used to come downstairs when waking up scared, and I remember my daddy sitting in our living room in his big chair reading his Bible, praying, and at times a tear falling to the floor. Sometimes he was praying for rain, his family, his children, other people. You see, he had a relationship with Jesus Christ. This showed and taught me that you have to communicate, listen, believe in the other person of the relationship, and get to know everything and as much as possible from the other person in that relationship. Sometimes by just watching from my out-of-sight place, I somehow saw and realized my daddy's love, and by watching him and his ways that never changed, I came to the conclusion and realized that God was a loving father. Someday, I wanted to marry a man like my daddy. We had rules and consequences, but my daddy was always fair in his correction. I only remember one time as a small girl, my daddy spanking me. I was doing something he didn't approve of. I was 4 or 5, and he came over to talk to me. He bent down to talk to me, and I took off running. Why I ran from him, I have no idea. I really thought he was playing for some reason, but I was so wrong. Needless to say, he caught me. He picked me up, swatted my little behind 3 or 4 times, then talked to me about what he didn't approve of. But he told me he loved me and to never run from him again. As I grew up, I realized that's how our Heavenly Father is. He doesn't want us to run from him. He wants us to run to him. As I grew up, I realized that I respected my daddy very much, but respect was also given to me for just being his daughter. He used to tell me to respect people and show kindness, even if they weren't kind. He used to tell me, "Patricia, be nice until it's time not to be. Then be kind, but firm, standing on for what you believe." Words of wisdom that I never forgot. Today, many daddies are no longer in the homes or married to the mom of their children. They aren't there to lead, guide, love, teach, or even correct in the God ways of family unit. Daddies are an important part of who their children grow up to be. There are some who have done well when they never grew up knowing their dads, but think of all the things that could have been if they had. God is a good, good father who loves you, will meet you wherever you are in his place and time, in this place and time. If you are a man after God's own heart, seek him and ask him to help you to be a godly dad. If you have never known the love of your Heavenly Father or your earthly dad, ask him to come into your heart and for him to show you his love for you and change your life and your relationship with him and by the word of God. It's time to change the cycle of the family unit back to God's way. A relationship with God is entered into by faith. What is faith? It's complete trust, confidence, and loyalty in God, based on a spiritual understanding and a knowing rather than proof, and is expressed by a covenant with God. What is a covenant? It is an agreement, a commitment with God. In marriage, to each other, and in the raising of your children, that is God's way. My daddy taught me those principles, and next time I will share how my life was impacted by those principles. So tune in next time as we share biblical truth and how it changed and gave me personally a more abundant, amazing life. Thank you for listening today. Leave comments or write to us. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, God bless and keep you.
Tricia, that was wonderful, and I'm telling you, emotions are running pretty high here in the booth. We'd like to just point out a relationship. A lot of people do not understand what a relationship is, but we're going to try to teach you those things in these next few episodes that we have. We're going to go through our principle of God, love His people by keeping it simple, okay? We have two commandments, love God and love everybody. We don't become judgmental with anybody or anything, but just love with everybody. And if we use those principles in our daily lives and teach people how to be a family again,
amen,
maybe this country will be a lot better off.
Yes, amen.
Now, I'm just going to remind everybody that our website is Love God, Love His People at .org, not at anything, .org. And our email address is Love God, Love His People at AOL.com. We would love to hear from you. Now, when you go to the site, they ask you to check in and write in where you can be contacted on any new things, that sort of thing. So we'd love for you to do that. Play with the site. It's fun. It's you can go right straight to it. You don't have to fumble around anymore. Okay? Now, I'm going to go ahead and end this segment with prayer. Everybody bow their heads and say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you do in our lives.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for our mothers. Thank you for our fathers.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for our main father, you, Lord, for
yes.
bringing things to us that we need and to raise us like your children that we need.
Yes,
Lord.
Sir.
I also ask you, Lord, to bless this podcast and our ministry.
Yes, sir.
And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vienna.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
And thank you for having me.
Okay.